Bismillah, all praise is to Allah. We thank Him, seek His help, and repent to Him from our bad deeds. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and He has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today, inshallah, we will continue the series of classes related to the 99 perfect names of Allah, and the topic of today is related to Allah's justice. Today, inshallah, we will learn three names of Allah related to Allah's justice, and inshallah, we will learn the meaning of these names, the verses of the Quran related to these names, the command of Allah, the most just, to His slaves regarding being just, and the command of Allah, the most just, to His slaves to forbid oppression. Inshallah, we will start by learning these three names. The first name is Al-Hakam. I want you to pronounce it with me. Al-Hakam.
Al-Hakam.
Al-Hakam. Al-Hakam is the judge. This is number one. The one who makes the final decisions of the nature of all matters. This is Al-Hakam, the judge. The second name is Al-Adl. Al-Adl. Al-Adl is the most just, the one who delivers absolute justice. And the third name is Al-Muqsit.
Al-Muqsit.
Daniel? Al-Muqsit.
Al-Muqsit is the...
Al-Muqsit.
Is the most equitable, the one who is the most equitable, the one whose ways are balanced. Let us start by learning about the details of every name. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmanirrahim. Al-Hakam is the judge, the giver of justice, the one who is the only true judge. Allah the Almighty is the only true judge because Allah is the Al-Hakam, the one whose judgment and decrees are never overturned. The one who makes the final decisions of the nature of all the matters. All the matters at the end will return only to the only judge, Al-Hakam, Allah the only one. The root of that name is Hakama. And Hakama is to be wise, to decide, to judge, to prevent from wrongdoing. Okay, this is Al-Hakam. We will recite now some verses of the Quran where this meaning is mentioned. We will start by Surah number 7, verse number 87.
83?
87. Surah number 7, verse number 87.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
787.
Surah number 7, verse number 87. بسم الله الرحمن
الرحيم. سورة
number 7. نعم.
What's the name؟
سورة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن كان طائفة منكم آمنوا بالذي أرسلت به وطائفة لم يؤمنوا فاصبروا حتى يحكم الله بيننا وهو خير الحاكمين.
And if there is a party of you who believes in that with which I have been sent, and a party who does not believe, so be patient until Allah judges between us, and He is the best of judges.
Okay. So in this verse of the Quran, Allah, the judge, is clarifying about Himself that everyone must wait for the judge of Allah, because Allah is the best of judges. We will recite regarding the name of Allah, the judge, from Surah number 11, Surah Hud, Surah number 11, verse number 54. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Number 11 to number 45. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ونادى نوح ربه فقال رب إن ابني من أهلي وإن وعدك الحق وأنت أحكم الحاكمين.
And Noah called upon his Lord and said, O my Lord, verily my son is of my family, and certainly your promise is true, and you are the most just of the judges.
Okay. We will recite again in relation to the name of Allah, Al-Hakam, the judge, from Surah number 16, Surah Al-Nahl. Verse number 124. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما جعل السبت على الذين اختلفوا فيه. وإن ربك ليحكم بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. Surah number 16, verse number 124.
The Sabbath was only prescribed for those who differed concerning it, and verily your Lord will judge between them on the day of resurrection about that wherein they used to differ.
Okay, so now we learn about the name of Allah, Al-Hakam, the judge. Now we will learn about the second name of Allah, which is related to Allah's justice, Al-Adl. Al-Adl is the most just, the equitable, the one who delivers absolute justice, the one who sets matters in a fair, equitable manner, the one whose wisdom of justice is based upon complete knowledge of the past, present, and future. This is the name of Allah, the most just. The root is adala. Adala is to balance, to act justly, to make equal, to make even. Actually, the name Al-Adl is not mentioned as one of the beautiful names of Allah in the Holy Quran, but its meaning is mentioned in the Holy Quran in relation to that Allah is the most just. We will recite regarding this meaning from Surah number 6, Surah Al-An'am, verse number 115. Surah number 6, verse number 116. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Sorry, 115. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتمت كلمة ربك صدقا وعدلا لا مبدل لكلماته وهو السميع العليم.
And the word of your Lord has been fulfilled in truth and in justice. None can change his words, and he is the all-hearer, the all-knower.
Actually, sisters, because Allah is the all-hearer, the all-knower, he is the most just, because he has the knowledge of everything which most of the people are not aware about. Accordingly, we must have the full trust that Allah is the most just. Now we will learn about the third name of Allah related to His justice, which is the most equitable. Al-Muqsit. Al-Muqsit is the one whose ways are balanced, the one who leads mankind to justice. And the root is Qasata. Qasata. Qasata is to establish a balance. To establish a balance, to act justly. The name Al-Muqsit is not used as a beautiful name in the Quran, but its meaning is mentioned in many verses of the Quran. We will recite some of these verses related to the name of Allah, Al-Muqsit, the most equitable, from Surah number 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 18. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Can you repeat that again? So I was trying to write.
Surah number 3, mm-hmm. verse number
18.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط. لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم.
Allah bears witness that لا إله إلا هو, none has the right to be worshipped but he. And the angels and those having knowledge also give this witness. He always maintains his creation in justice. لا إله إلا هو. None has the right to be worshipped but he, the Almighty, the All-Wise.
Allah, the most equitable, the most just, he clarified that he himself bear witness that there is no God but him. Okay? And he bear witness that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, his creation in justice. Okay? This is what Allah the Almighty bear witness regarding his oneness and that his creation is injustice. We will recite again from Surah number 10, Surah Yunus, verse number 47. Surah number 10, verse number 47. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولكل أمة رسول جاء رسولهم قضي بينهم بالقسط وهم لا يظلمون.
And for every ummah, a community or a nation, there is a messenger. When their messenger comes, the matter will be judged between them with justice, and they will not be wronged.
Okay. We will have some examples related to practice of justice, the name of Allah Al-Muqsit. Okay, from the following verses of the Quran, Surah number 11, verse number 85. I am trying, sisters, to give you as much as I can from the verses of the Quran, because this is the most important in relation to Allah's name and attributes, is to be connected with this name and attributes from the verses of the Quran. Surah number 11, verse number 85. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَيَا قَوْمِ أَوْفُوا الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تَبْخَسُوا النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ.
And O my people, give full measure and weight in justice, and reduce not the things that are due to the people, and do not commit mischief in the land, causing corruption.
Okay, these are the forms of justice which Allah the Almighty is commanding the believers to do. We will recite again from Surah number 17, verse number 35, to learn about the examples of justice which we must follow as believers, that our Lord is the most just. Surah number 17, verse number 35. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأوفوا الكيل إذا كلتم وذنوا بالقسطاس المستقيم ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا.
And give full measure when you measure, and weigh with a balance that is straight, that is good, advantageous, and better in the end.
So actually, sisters, now Alhamdulillah, we learned about the three names of Allah related to justice. And let us now learn what is the importance of justice in our life. As believers in the oneness of Allah, we follow the names of Allah, we learn from the names of Allah, we know that Allah is the most just. So what is the importance of having justice as a believer in Allah? Number one, the importance of justice is that it is a command from Allah the most just. Allah is the most just, and we are believing in His oneness. We are believing that He is our Lord. He is commanding us, the most just, to have justice. What is the proof? The proof is from Surah number 16, Surah An-Nahl, verse number 90. So that when someone will ask you, as a Muslim, as a revert, are you supposed to have justice? You tell her yes, because justice is a command from Allah, the most just. If she tell you what is the proof, you tell her Surah number 16, verse number 90. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان 90. 90. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.
Verily Allah enjoins al-adl, i.e. justice, and worshipping none but Allah alone, Islamic monotheism. And al-ihsan, i.e. to be patient in performing your duties to Allah, totally for Allah's sake, and in accordance with the sunnah, legal ways of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in a perfect manner, and giving help to kith and kin, i.e. all that Allah has ordered you to give them, example, wealth, visiting, looking, and when looking after them, or any other kind of help. And
enough. Actually, because we are discussing about justice, this is a command from Allah. In Arabic, Allah said, "Inna Allah ya'muru bil 'adl." Allah, the Almighty, is commanding us to have justice, okay, in relation to all, our trusts in our worldly life. I will clarify this more while we are learning, but this is a clear command from Allah to have justice. Also, Allah the Almighty mentioned about justice as a command in Surah Al-Hadid, Surah number 57, verse number 25. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط.
We sent messengers with clear proofs and revealed with them the scripture and the balanced justice that mankind may keep up justice.
So actually, sisters, if we try to realize the meaning of this verse of the Quran, Allah is clarifying that indeed we have sent our messengers. The phrase "our messenger" showed that justice has been the goal of all the revelations. All the revelations sent to humanity from Allah, the All Just, is related to justice. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, a clear command from Allah. The importance of justice is that from Allah the Almighty, and it was the command for all the messengers whom they will send with all the revelations from Allah to humanity. Number two, regarding the importance of justice, is that justice is the way to have Allah's love. We will recite now from Surah number 5, verse number 42, so that we can realize that justice is the way to have Allah's love. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah number 5, verse number 42. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sama'una. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sama'una lil-kazib akkaluna lil-suht. فإن جاءوك فاحكم بينهم أو أعرض عنهم وإن تعرض عنهم فلن يضروك شيئا وإن حكمت فاحكم بينهم بالقسط إن الله يحب المقسطين. We will have actually the statements which is related to our class and if you
And if you judge with justice between them, verily Allah loves those who act justly.
So actually, this is a proof that Allah the Almighty loves those who act justly. So if you have justice, you are planning to have justice, have it for the sake of having Allah's love. Regarding the equality in justice, we must know that in Islam, race, religion, color, and creed are out of consideration in relation to justice. And this is proved in the verse of the Quran, which we recite now, Surah number 4, verse number 135. This is an Islamic Quranic rule which must be clear to all the Muslims and to all humanity. Surah Al-Nisa, Surah Surah number 4, verse number 135. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين والأقربين إن يكن غنيا أو فقيرا فالله أولى بهما فلا تتبعوا الهوى أن تعدلوا وإن تلوا أو تعرضوا فإن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا.
O you who believe, stand out firmly for justice, as witness to Allah, even though it be against yourselves or your parents or your kin, be he rich or poor. Allah is a better protector to both than you. So follow not the lust of your hearts, lest you avoid justice. And if you distort your witness or refuse to give it, verily Allah is ever well acquainted with what you do.
So actually, sister, this is the verse of the Quran clarifying that in Islam there is no place for race, for color, for religion in consideration to justice. Allah the Almighty is commanding the believers to have justice even against themselves, their parents, whether they are rich or poor. Allah is a better protector to both than you. So follow not the lusts of your heart and follow the justice which Allah commanded you to follow. So this is the proof that in Islam there is the equality between all the people regardless of their race, religion or color. With regard to relation with the non-Muslims, we will recite from Surah number 60, verse number 8, in order to know about the relation with the non-Muslims in regards of Allah's justice. Surah number 60, بسم الله الرحمن سورة الممتحنة verse number 8. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين.
Allah does not forbid you to deal justly and kindly with those who fought not against you on account of religion, nor drove you out of your homes. Verily Allah loves those who deal with equity.
So again, sister, this is a very important Islamic rule which as Muslims we must clarify it and inform the non-Muslims about it, and it must be actually the base for our relation with the non-Muslims. Allah the Almighty is clarifying that He does not forbid the Muslims to deal justly and kindly. Because some people are under the impression that kindness is not a part of the relation with the non-Muslims. This is wrong concept. The concept from the Holy Quran is that we must deal justly and kindly, good manners, okay, with all the non-Muslims, so long that they don't fought against us on account of our religion, nor drove us out of our homes. Accordingly, if I am living in America and none tried to fight me against my religion, all praise to Allah, we have our masjids, we have our classes, we are practicing our religion in the best way, and none drove us out of our homes, accordingly we must treat the non-Muslims in the West with kindness, with justice, because this is the command of Allah according to the words of Allah the Almighty. Whoever is having different point of view is not following the words of Allah which are mentioned in Surah number 60, verse number 8. Okay? Actually, these are the rules of justice in relation to all humanity. And because of that, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was commanded by Allah, the Almighty, to have justice in the following verses of the Quran, a very important fact which all the Muslims must be aware of. We will recite now from Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah number 5, verse number 42, regarding the command of Allah to Prophet Muhammad regarding the justice. Surah number 5, verse number 42.
So as long as they don't fight us, then we have to...
Yes, you must. Yes, so if you are now living, alhamdulillah, in America, none is fighting with you against your religion. This means that, you know, if you are putting a head cover, no one will come and remove it. If you are coming to the masjid, no one will stop you from coming in. Okay, we are coming to the masjid, we are learning our religion, we are reciting our Quran, we are praying, all praise to Allah. And actually, we have a lot of freedom, and I must mention this. Okay, myself, as a sister calling to Allah, I have a lot of freedom regarding the topics which I am teaching in America, more than the freedom which I have it in the Muslim or in the Arab countries. In the Arab countries, there are a lot of restrictions regarding the topics which you can discuss or teach to the Muslims. Yes. But in America, you have all the freedom to teach whatever you want to teach and to clarify and to give the meaning of all the verses of the Quran with no restrictions at all. Actually, a blessing from Allah which we must be thankful to Allah for it, so that Allah will keep it for us. Okay, and this is actually a proof of the justice. If I have justice, I must say the truth. Okay, and this is the truth. All praise to Allah. In other countries, in some of the Gulf countries, you don't have any right to discuss any of the meaning of the verses of the Quran. Because I will close it. To teach tajweed of the Quran. Tajweed. That's it. Music of the Quran. The concept, the message, prohibited in the Gulf area. But alhamdulillah, in America, we discuss everything and we learn everything.
Also, but when you wear the headscarf, at work, I noticed it, that people expect you, American people that don't know nothing about Islam, you'd be surprised how much people, nothing. My senior director was like, okay, what's up? Why are you wearing this stuff? He has no idea of Islam. So, you are pretty much, if you are always thinking, oh, you are non-Muslim, I'm going to treat you a certain way, it looks bad as a Muslim. It's everybody. I work in a huge company. I'm the only person wearing a headscarf. So if I act bad, if I do something, people always turn around and look at me. No, if I'm laughing.
It is a lot of responsibility.
Oh my God, I'm just laughing. If I get up, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm just doing what you do. If I speak to them, some of them will get shocked that I actually said good morning to them. And some of them will respond and be like, oh, hi. You know, the other day I had my colleagues, the ones that I've been working for such a long time, good morning, Melissa. And he's a guy, what's up? And I'm like, hey, I don't take it as an offense. Well, there was another guy who doesn't know me.
Yes.
You cannot touch her. No. And I was like, I don't even know you. No, don't touch her, don't touch her. And I was like, what's wrong with me? Why? What did I do? But, you know, like the people, like those that know me, they good morning, how are you?
Another verse of the Quran from the same surah, from Surah Al-Nisa, surah number 4, verse number 105. Surah number 4, verse number 105. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق لتحكم بين الناس بما أراك الله ولا تكن للخائنين خصيما.
Surely we have sent down to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the book, this Quran, in truth, that you might judge between men by that which Allah has shown you, i.e. has taught you through divine revelation. So be not a pleader
for that treacherous.
Okay. So actually, sister, this verse of the Quran is clarifying that Allah the Almighty is informing Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that the Quran is the truth which he has to follow regarding justice between the people. Let us learn.
Can I ask you a question about
Now let's learn in detail, sister, about the justice in Islam from some of the verses of the Quran. We will recite now from Surah number 5, verse number 8, to learn in more details about the meaning of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, justice in Islam, Surah number 5, verse number 8. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kunu qawwamina lillahi shuhada'a bilqist. ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون.
O you who believe, stand out firmly for Allah as just witnesses, and let not the enmity and hatred of others make you avoid justice. Be just, that is nearer to piety. And fear Allah. Verily Allah is well acquainted with what you do.
So actually, sister, this is the covenant between Allah and the believer, that they must deal with other people on the basis of absolute justice, which is never affected by feeling of love or hatred, or by feelings of interests or relations of any kind. We must all the time believe that justice is a command of Allah, and Allah is the highest priority for me, obeying the command of Allah. Accordingly, I will follow the justice, even if it is against me, against whom I love, against my kids, against my husband. This is not the important for me, my husband or my kids. The most important for me is to follow the command of Allah, as Allah said, be just, that is nearer to bite. Okay? We will recite again regarding the justice in Islam. We will recite from Surah number 6, verse number 158. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Number 6, verse number
158. Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقربوا مال اليتيم إلا بالتي هي أحسن حتى يبلغ أشده وأوفوا الكيل والميزان بالقسط لا نكلف نفسا إلا وسعها وإذا قلتم فاعدلوا ولو كان ذا قربى وبعهد الله أوفوا ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تذكرون.
And come not near to the orphan's property except to improve it.
152. I'm sorry. Surah number 6, verse 152.
Okay. Okay. And come not near to the orphan's property, except to improve it, until he or she attains the age of full strength, and give full measure and full weight with justice. We burden not any person but that which he can bear. And whenever you give your word, i.e. judge between men, or give evidence, say the truth, even if a near relative is concerned, and fulfill the covenant of Allah. This He commands you that you may remember.
So actually, in the verse of the Quran, there are four examples of the rules of justice which we must follow as Muslims. Number one, it is the justice in relation to the rights of the orphans. Okay? And actually, the rights of the orphans was mentioned in other verses of the Quran. I will just give you the number of these verses of the Quran which are related to the rights of orphans in Islam. In Surah number 89, verse 17, chapter 93, verse 9, chapter 107, verse 2.
Okay, can you slow down? I'm trying to write it.
Okay, 93, verse 9, 107, verse 2.
Okay. These are the rights of the orphans.
These are the verses of the Quran which are related to the rights of the orphans. Okay, as Allah the Almighty clarified that actually we must know that every orphan feels weak within the community because he has lost his father before puberty. The definition of orphan in Islam is the one who lost his father and he is below the age of puberty, not his mother. Okay, and not above the age of puberty. Who lost his father while he is below puberty, this is the orphan in Islam. So actually he lost the one who was supposed to raise him, okay, and to protect him. His weakness actually is to help him regarding this weakness. This is actually the duty of the one who is taking care of the orphan and of the orphan property. Okay, we are supposed to protect the orphan property and even to try to improve it until the orphan becomes physically and mentally able to receive his property and to take good care of it. There is a very big problem regarding justice, regarding the orphan's property in Islam. Because suppose I am taking care of an orphan. Suppose he is the son of my brother, for example, okay, and he has a lot of money, and I am the one taking care of that money, okay, I am supposed to fear Allah regarding that wealth of that weak and poor orphan. I am not supposed to waste his money. Okay, waste his money in issues which is not related to him. For example, if the school fees for him is 5,000 per year, I will write it 10,000 because I will pay for him and for my son. Because he is a small boy, he doesn't know anything. Oh. Yes, this is what is going on in 90% of the cases with the Muslims regarding the orphans. Okay, so when he will wake up, he will come to me and tell me, Auntie Mona, can you give me, he is now, for example, 18 years old, can you give me the rest of my wealth? I will tell him, honey, sorry, you don't have anything. Actually, I was paying from my money for you in the last 2 years. So he will tell me, Auntie, but my father left for me a lot of wealth. How come I lost everything? I will tell him, honey, it was not my problem. It is the problem of my manners. I don't fear Allah. I don't obey Allah. I waste your money. I bought a very nice house with your money. Out of my house, honey. Because I am a true believer in the oneness of Allah. Because I have justice. I have justice regarding my kids. But I don't have any justice regarding any other human being. This is the commands of Allah. This is the proof of the belief in the oneness of Allah. I don't care for praying in the masjid. I don't care for the long beard. I don't care for the short dress. I care for the deeds. The deeds which is between you and Allah. To have justice regarding the property of the orphan, this is the deed between you and Allah. This is the proof that you fear Allah because you believe that Allah is the most just. And Allah, the Almighty, on the Day of Judgment, will question you about every dollar you wasted from the wealth of that poor orphan. He was a test for you, and you failed the test. Okay? This is number one. Number two, the second practice of justice, which is mentioned in this verse of the Quran, is related to giving the just weight and full measure. And in this verse of the Quran, it is related to commercial transactions, which require the people actually... Okay, just a minute. It is mentioned in Surah number 83, verse number 1 and 2. Let us recite these verses of the Quran from Surah number 83, verse number 1 and 2, because this is very important rule of the Quran related to justice, which most of the Muslims forget. Okay? 83, 1 and 2. This is the rules of the Islam. This is the rules of the Quran. Whether the Muslims are following or not, this is not related to Islam. Okay? We must not say Islam is not the religion of justice because Muslims don't have justice. No, Islam is the religion of justice, but Muslims are not following the rules of Allah. Okay, we will recite now, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, from verse number 1 to verse number 5, so that we will know about the justice in weight and full measure. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويل للمطففين الذين إذا اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون وإذا كالوهم أو وزنوهم يخسرون ألا يظن أولئك أنهم مبعوثون من عظيم. From verse 1 to verse 5.
Who to all mutaffifin, those who give less in measure and weight. Those who, when they have to receive by measure from men, demand full measure. And when they have to give by measure or weight to other men, give less than due. Do they not think that they will be resurrected for reckoning?
Okay. So actually, sisters, Allah the Almighty in this verse of the Quran is clarifying the reality of justice regarding to Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to the weight and the measure. Allah the Almighty is clarifying that there are some people whom they try to receive by measure from men, demand full measure. When I want to receive from you, I want full measure. When I want to give you, I give you part. Okay, this means that I don't have justice. Okay, this means that I don't believe that Allah is the most just. This means that I don't believe in the day of judgment. Okay, regarding the third example in this verse of the Quran regarding the justice, Allah the Almighty is commanding us to speak the truth and to be just even if it is against one of my close relatives. For example, if my daughter caused harm for Melissa's son, then Melissa complained from me, you know, complained. Then they came to me and told me, Sister Mona, say the truth. Your daughter caused any harm to Melissa's son because I fear Allah. I am a Muslim? No, never. Melissa's son is the one. So they will tell me, Sister Mona, fear Allah. Have justice. I tell, no, this is the reality of the justice. Her son is the one who caused all the problem. Allah the Almighty is commanding us regarding our words, okay, to have justice, even if it is against my close relatives. Okay, if someone will come and tell me, your daughter did so and so, I will tell her, yes, she did. I fear Allah. I must have justice. May Allah guide her. May Allah forgive my daughter. But this is the reality. I must say it because I believe that Allah is the most just. Allah will question me on the day of judgment. I believe that Allah hears everything. Allah records everything. So how I can escape the justice of Allah? Okay, if I will not say the truth? Yes, very simply. The minute you fear Allah, the minute you never say lies, the minute you are always following the justice with everyone, even with yourself. If you tell me, Sister Mona, you did so and so, say the truth, have justice, I tell you, yes, I did this, that mistake and this mistake. I fear Allah, I don't fear the human being. What is the problem? Because on the day of judgment, the most just will question me about my mistakes and I will admit them. So it is more easy for me to admit my mistakes now while I am in the worldly life and to ask Allah for forgiveness, and Allah is the all-forgiving, and inshallah on the day of judgment I will escape these questions because I already asked Allah forgiveness. But to say no, I didn't say any word, my daughter never say anything bad, my kids never do anything wrong, okay, wait for the day of judgment if you are a true believer in Allah. Thank you. Okay. No, ask nobody out there.
If someone did something to someone else in the past, it's maybe been a month or 2 months, should they go in and tell them, or should they just ask Allah for forgiveness? Because if they go back, maybe it could cause more
problems. Yes, ask for
problems.
Forgiveness. Yeah. Ask Allah for forgiveness.
Okay.
Is it, I read that you also, if you are receiving unjust, if you don't say something, it's against you. And if you accept it, then also it's bad, you'd also commit sin. Is this correct?
Don't accept injustice.
It's also haram to accept injustice.
Yes, right? Don't accept injustice. Why to accept it?
What do you mean by that? For instance, just an idea, okay, something like, maybe in your house, and you know, you a right of yours as a wife, and it's taken away, but you rather keep your mouth shut to not start an argument. Oh. But you know, yeah, it's your right. Should you say something, although you know it will cause big argument, or should you keep your mouth shut, but then you know that it's unjust, you know, it's your right, it's the minimum of your right. So, but I was reading that you have to stand up for your right. You cannot.
Yes, you must stand.
You must stand up. So this is where I'm like, you stand up for your right, but you stand up for your right. You bring...
No, I said you stand up for your rights in a very nice, polite way. Don't fight, but you must stand for your rights. Otherwise, you will lose all your rights. Okay? And when you try to get your rights back, none will give you your rights again. If you lose it once, it is once and forever. Okay? So if Allah the Almighty gives me rights that my husband must spend on me, I am not supposed to come one day and tell him, my husband, if you don't like to spend on me, no problem. We can divide. Wrong. This is wrong. Because the rule of Allah is that he must spend. Why you want to change the rules of Allah? He didn't ask you. He doesn't have a problem. He is warning, he is earning, he must spend. Okay? So if you lose your rights, okay, after 1 year, he will not spend at all.
For instance, like if your husband were sick, or he was in the hospital, and he's passing away or something, and he has a will, and he didn't leave anything for you and only for his other children, or, you know, maybe his other wife or something. You know, he has two wives, and he only left something for his other wife. But you have to stand up.
You must stand up, because this is your right. Allah the Almighty gives us, Allah the Most Just gives us rights. Why am I supposed to lose my right for the sake of what? This is against the command of Allah.
So is it a sin?
He has children from another marriage, so, and he left them more money.
Okay.
Something like that.
At least he gives you your right. He can, you know, he has in the third of his wealth, okay, he has the right to do whatever he likes. But in the other two thirds, he is supposed to follow the rules of Allah regarding inheritance. Okay? So he must give you your right.
Yeah.
Okay? And the right is operative. Okay, oppression is forbidden in Islam.
Okay,
if it is oppression, if he is oppressing you, he is taking your right, okay, this is forbidden in Islam. Why? To lose your rights, because this will lead to spread of corruption. You know, this is how you make a dictator. How you make him, because I will forget about my right, and Daniel will forget about her right, and Celia will forget about her right, so the sister Ghada will become a dictator. Okay? How she became a dictator like our countries? Because from day one, everyone was not after his rights.
I have a question. I'm sorry. If a brother decides to take another wife, do they have to tell you, or...
Now in Egypt there is a rule, new rule. This is, you know, not from Allah, this is from the government, from the wife of the president. Okay? That he must inform his wife before his second marriage. Okay, if she is accepting to live with another wife, well and good. If she wants to be divorced before the second marriage, she has the right to ask for divorce.
But in Islam, Islam is ishhar.
Yes.
Right, zawaj is, nikah is ishhar.
To announce.
So if he's not announcing his second marriage, that means there's no ishhar. So then his wife wouldn't know. But if he's doing ishhar, his first wife should know.
But the issue is that he can announce to everyone except his wife. Yes, yes, this is always happening. This is always happening, you know. Yes, after some time she will know. But from many stories which I was discussing in my Arabic classes, the wife is the last one to know. I have a real story. About a real story, and
that
I know.
That doesn't sound just.
This is not justice, but this is what is happening in our life. Justice in our life is not always around, you know?
But because men abuse the. Yeah. Like Allah allowed divorce, also allowed more than one wife for special reasons. Okay. But men abuse that, and they think they have the right, or you know, it's there. But actually, in real life, or I mean, forever I've seen, it's like okay, divorce is allowed, but it's not, you know, it's not something nice, right?
Yes.
And the same thing with more than one wife, because said like you know, men they have to be just, and they will not be just.
Yes.
Like a man cannot be just to two wives.
No, Allah said in the Holy Quran, وَلَمْ تَسْتَطِيعُوا أَن تَعْدِلُوا بَيْنَ النِّسَاءِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتُمْ فَلَا تَمِيلُوا كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ. Allah said that if you marry another one, it is very difficult to have justice between both of them. So try, as you can, okay, not to oppress the first one, okay, but to have justice between the two wives, this is very difficult. Why? Psychologically, because if he was happy with his first wife and he is in love with his first wife, why he married another one?
Yeah.
This means that he is not in a good relation with the first one.
Some sisters, like friends of mine, they were married, you know, and their husband was married to someone else in another country, and then they came and married them, and then they leave them and go back to their other wife in the other country.
Yes. So this is against justice. Yes, but the question is, you know, why she accepted to marry someone who has another wife in another country, and she must realize that he is marrying her for the sake of the green passport. Okay? And the most important in our life, Daniel, is to be realistic. Okay? Someone will come and tell me, oh, Sister Mona, you are the best one giving classes in Houston. I tell her, no, I am not. I am not.
What if he doesn't tell her, though, until after he marries her?
No, but I tell you, Daniel, one thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, if someone coming from another country and he is so interested to marry anyone or someone, okay, there must be a question mark in America. I think everyone is aware of this. This is not a secret. Correct or not?
Yeah. But at least you ask him, and if he doesn't say the truth, then he's lying.
No, but I tell you, Daniel, this story. You want to say something? You know, Daniel, the issue of coming to America to marry American, whom she is different from him in everything. Okay, you must have the question of the American passport. Mm-hmm. Basically, you know, under any circumstances, even if he tells that he loves her, she's the dream of his life, whatever he is saying, he spends money at the beginning, he has a plan.
Yeah.
It is a plan. I don't believe any of these stories because I was exposed to many stories, and actually it is always the wife whom she is paying the whole price from A to Z.
You better just give your password, give your credit card.
Assalamu alaikum. Alaikum assalam.
Have a nice day.
Years, my time, go ahead, clean it out.
Have a nice day regarding justice. What is the justice?
Friend, her husband left her and her daughter. She put them in a room or an apartment and just took off and left them. He had a daughter with her, and he just left him in an apartment and took off, went back overseas. And she's like, oh, she wants to commit suicide, and she's very unhappy.
But, you know,
one to practice justice in the daily life. This is very important. Number one, you must fulfill the rights of the people according to the Quranic rules. For example, the right of my parents, the right of my husband, the right of my kids. This is the justice. Okay. The justice is to fulfill the rights of the people according to Allah's command. Okay, this is number one. Looking for the reward only from Allah, the most just. Number two, don't ask people for what is not due to them. Number three, don't put on the people burden beyond their ability. I am not supposed to say to my husband, because you love me, you must clean the house with me every week. No, this is a burden beyond his ability. He doesn't like to do it. Deal with them in the way that you would like them to deal with you. This is the justice. Okay? You must deal with the people the way they want them to deal with you. I am not supposed to come, for example, to the class having a big face. Okay? And when once Daniel had a big face, I will tell her, Sister Daniel, what is going on? Why you have a big face today? You will tell me, Sister Mona, you have a big face for years. And none question you. You see, sister, this is the justice. We want to have and we don't want to give. Okay, we want to have, you know, our own measures. Okay, number five is to forgive them for what you would like them to forgive you for. Okay, if I come late once, or if I come late sometimes, I am not supposed to question the sisters whom they are coming late, because you want them to forgive you. Okay, so you must forgive them automatically. This is automatics. Okay, I am not supposed to keep on why. This is the justice. To judge them, to forgive them for what you would like them to forgive you for. Okay. And number six is to judge them in the way that you would judge yourself. Okay? To judge them as if I am judging myself. Okay? Otherwise, we don't have justice. And this is why we don't have justice in our life. Because I always judge myself in a way. When I do mistakes, I tell you it is not a mistake. I don't mean it. I forget. Please forgive me. But when the other will do the same mistake, I will maximize the mistake. And I will always believe that this is out of intention. It was always there. It is against me. She has to pay the price. What is this? This is the justice. We don't know what is the justice. The justice is that treat her equally you treat yourself. Okay? Actually, sisters, today we were supposed to know or to learn about oppression, which is the opposite of justice. Next week, we will continue with the names of Allah, the noble names of Allah, the 99 names, and we will continue also to know about oppression. Okay? And inshallah, now we will make the dua. الرحمن الرحيم الله صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor. from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.